Chapter 1. Our Father in Heaven. If we are serious at all about our Christian commitment, we will want to learn and grow in prayer. When we kneel down, or settle in the quiet chair that serves as our personal place of prayer, when we're walking along or riding in the train to work, whenever we pray, this is what we are coming to do. To pursue the mystery, to listen and respond to the voice we thought we just heard, to follow the light which beckons round the next corner, to lay hold of the love of God which has somehow already laid hold of us. We want all this at our best, not because we selfishly want, as it were, to maximize our own spiritual potential. To think that way would be to import into our Christianity a very modern, materialist, self-centered ideology. No. We want it because we know, in our heart of hearts, that we want the living God. We want to know Him. We want to love Him. We want to be able truly to call Him Father. In a sense, therefore, the first words of the Lord's Prayer, which we examine in this first chapter, represent the goal towards which we are working, rather than the starting point from which we set out. It is no doubt true, here as elsewhere, that the end of all our striving will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. But that means, I think, that although we are given the Lord's Prayer in our baptism to be our own prayer, a special personal gift for each one of us, this prayer is not just the spiritual version of the baby's mug and spoon set, though it is surely that as well. It is the suit of clothes designed for us to wear in our full maturity. And most of us, putting the suit on week by week, have to acknowledge that it's still a bit big for us, that we still have some growing to do before it'll fit. It is true, then, that as soon as someone becomes a Christian, he or she can and must say, Our Father. That is one of the marks of grace, one of the first signs of faith. But it will take full Christian maturity to understand and resonate with what those words really mean. In many ancient liturgies, and some modern ones, when the Lord's Prayer is said at the Eucharist, it is introduced with solemn words.